We're here with the 16th team in the Brick House team previews, the Atlanta Hawks. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Bob, Agent Perry Rodgers has had a tough job this summer. He hasn't represented an active NBA player since Shaq retired in 2011.
Uh-huh.
Right after Dwight Howard fired his agent, Dan Feagan, we did that whole podcast about Feagan.
Yeah.
Because Dwight wasn't traded at the trade deadline. He gave Perry Rodgers another job back in the NBA representing someone.
Nice.
We spoke about this earlier. It was a curious choice because Perry Rodgers still represents Shaq. And Shaq has historically been one of Dwight's biggest detractors.
Right.
Always throwing shade, as the kids like to say.
Yeah.
We've all seen Dwight's reputation has taken a huge beating over the years, to the extent where they had to bring him on to NBA on TNT or Inset, whatever they call the show. It's like a puff piece where he's pleading from the heart, and then Kenny and Charles are kind of helping coach him up a little bit.
Yeah, they really grilled him. That was funny.
Yeah.
Why do you think people don't like him?
Yeah. So when longtime Popovich assistant and now coach and head of basketball operations, Mike Budenholzer, signed Dwight to a 3-year deal, basketball fans scratched their head. But as our crack staff here in Brickhouse found the call, and while it might not paint the whole picture of Budenholzer's thought process, it does have some interesting insight into why he did this.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, let's take a listen.
This is Coach Bud.
Mikey, how are you? It's Perry. Perry Rodgers. How long has it been? Hey, listen, I got a new client, and lucky buddy, your team is on the short list for next year.
Andre Agassi? You sent me a copy of his book a few years back. A wig. I never saw that coming.
None of us did, buddy. Not Andre, though. No, my new client is Dwight Howard. Bud, you still with me?
Signed any other new clients recently? Nothing against Dwight. We're all about team culture here.
Well, that's why Dwight hired me. He's got a bad rap and he wants to turn it around. We've got some plans to turn the culture around.
What'd you have in mind?
He's going to change his number to 8. Picture this. A t-shirt that says, Be Great. We know with an 8.
Like Tony the Tiger?
Tony is a fictitious jungle cat and does not have ownership of the word great.
Okay, geez, new number. What else?
Shaq and him are going to co-market themselves as both being Superman.
Does Shaq know about that?
He's cutting back on candy.
How much candy does he eat?
Listen, Mikey, Bud, Buddy. Can I call you Buddy?
Never really liked it.
All right, forget Buddy. Booby. If you lose Horford, you'll be without a big man. If you don't have a big man, you can't play D. You can't play D, you can't win. You can't win in a couple of years, you'll be an assistant coach in Roanoke, separating mustard and ketchup packets.
You make some valid points. Let me call you back.
Take Dwight and the Agassi wig is yours.
Bob, I've always loved Andre Agassi.
Yeah. And meth?
Yeah, well, you know. I had a love-hate relationship with meth. But you know, if someone offered me Andre Agassi's wig, I would think long and hard about it, to be honest.
Because you would be afraid of catching some sort of disease, or what's the
thought? I would have to put it in a box where no one could touch it. But yeah, that's what.
Yeah, you put Andre's wig under glass, I would assume. I wonder if that's in his trophy room at home.
Here's Andre Agassi's hair.
Yeah, the Atlanta Hawks made some of the strangest changes to their lineup this year, I guess we'll say. They lost All-Stars Al Horford and Jeff Teague, Boston Celtics and Indiana Pacers. They added free agent Dwight Howard.
Yes.
He changed his number to 8.
Right.
I guess it's some sort of branding thing or Tony the Tiger thing.
Didn't he say it was biblical reasons?
Biblical. Or biblical, yeah.
It's the homecoming nobody wanted, Bob.
Yes.
They added Jared Jack, and they drafted Torian Prince out of Baylor with the pick that they got for Jeff Teague.
Oh, okay.
Torian Prince, I think, do you remember he was the guy who, after Baylor lost to Yale in the first round of the NCAA tournament, was explaining rebounds to the reporter?
Oh, yeah.
You remember they got more of those than we did. Yeah, it's great. And they also drafted DeAndre Pembry out of St. Joe's. They signed Virginia Tech legend and Russian basketball legend Malcolm Delaney, who is 28, and I don't think he's played in the NBA, but they brought him over. So that's their additions. I can't really say I'm a fan of what took place.
No, I was thinking about it. Al Horford got a max deal in Boston. I actually don't mind Dwight Howard for essentially half the price of Al Horford.
That's fair.
He's worth more than half of Al Horford.
Yeah.
And he does not a replacement for Big Al. Bazemore for the same price as Dwight Howard, not really so sure about. Although he is younger and might be an upgrade over Damari Carroll.
There was one point they were talking about Bazemore could make $22, $23 million a year. The $19 to $22 million a year in the offseason, which was insane. I saw someone had put that they thought the Suns should sign him, which I said, that's the dumbest thing you would ever think to do, which is why I thought the Suns would sign him. But
maybe if he went to a different college.
Yeah. What is this lineup looking like here now?
And now the starting lineup for your Atlanta Hawks.
The Hawks chose Dennis Schroeder over Jeff Teague is why they shipped Teague out to make room for Schroeder at the point guard.
Well, they're going to be really disappointed when he signs the max in Philadelphia next year, Bob.
Oh, yeah. 35-year-old Kyle Korver still knocking him down at shooting guard. Kent Bazemore, small forward. We hope he starts with that contract.
Yeah.
Paul Millsap. Paul Millsap last year led the team in points, rebounds, blocks, and steals.
Right.
He's pretty much the entire team.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dwight Howard. This is his chance. You know, I think I hope Jalen Rose is right. He said that Dwight Howard won't act like a punk in Atlanta. First of all, then it would really be obvious that it's not the team, but Dwight.
Him, sure.
But if he were to go back to Atlanta, which is where he's from, he went to high school there.
Right.
And act like a punk, he wouldn't be able to go out anymore, is what Jalen Rose was saying.
Yeah.
Like, you won't even be able to get a milkshake if you go home and act like a punk.
Because those are the people that know you, and those are the people you can't big time.
Yeah.
Because those are the people that knew you when you were a punk, snot-nosed kid.
Since I know Dwight Howard from my time as a Rockets fan, I never met the guy. My prediction is that Dwight will be on his best behavior for a solid year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually he will go back to just being Dwight Howard.
You can only be upset you don't get the ball so much.
Yeah, there's a book about a writer who goes on tour with David Foster Wallace for a couple of weeks right after he published Infinite Jest. The title of the book was from a DFW quote, and of course you end up becoming yourself. That's Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He's going to be a 5-year-old addicted to candy.
The old Scorpion and the Frog Aesop fable.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
No.
The one where the scorpion needs a ride across the lake, and the frog says, "You're a scorpion, you'll sting me." He said, "No, I really need a ride." Then he says, "Okay, hop on." They get halfway across the lake, and the scorpion stings the frog, and they both drown. And as they're drowning, he said, "Why do you sting me?" And he said, "Because I'm a scorpion. It's what I do."
That is very appropriate.
I don't mind the draft picks of Torian Prince and DeAndre Bembry, because with all due respect to Kyle Korver, who's actually playing some of his best basketball the past few years, he is 35, and he might have to shift over into that six-man Mike Miller on the Heat type role here soon. So Prince and Bembry, one of the two of them, you can hope could fill in that shooting guard small forward spot that's not taken up by Bazemore.
At the very least, Bembry is filling in an afro gap that has really been missing.
Old afro gap.
Since 2008, and Josh Childress took his talents to Greece, the Hawks really haven't had an afro.
Remember how that was quite the signing for that was kind of a right before international ball was in vogue, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
To Childress, they swiped a decent NBA player.
Yeah, I think he dominated Greece for a couple of years. before coming back to the NBA and getting dramatically overpaid by the Suns.
Right.
Matt, what's the record prediction for this version of the Atlanta Hawks?
Record prediction.
48-34 last year. 60 games the previous season.
Yeah, I think 46-36.
Okay.
I think Millsap and Howard are a good Eastern Conference front court. It all depends on if Schroeder can make that next step now that Teague isn't there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him at 43-39, good for 7th place in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
That's tough, like a 17-year drop in 2 seasons.
Yeah.
From 60.
Well, if they were going to beat the Golden State Warriors, what would they have to do?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco.
All right, Dwight annoys them into quitting. That's what I have here. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but if the front court is decent, that would help a long way beating the Warriors.
Yeah, but, I see. I say that the Hawks would have to use espionage to defeat the Warriors.
Right.
Kent Bazemore actually used to be a bench celebrator for the Warriors.
Big guy
off the bench. He really knew how to celebrate the Steph Curry 3-pointers.
Right.
He's also rumored to have gotten Steph Curry to give Under Armour a chance.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was one of Under Armour's first endorsed athletes. So to beat the Warriors, Bazemore should use his friendship to get in with the guys, get him and Dwight into a party with, you know, the Big Four in Golden State. Bazemore definitely seems like he's the kind of guy who's always got some good weed on him.
Right.
So he smokes everybody up, gets everybody really high, right? Dwight, he loves candy. He's brought some candy with him.
Oh, man.
He breaks it out. After a few bong rips, everybody's going to want candy.
Of course.
You know, this is how Dwight makes friends, too. He's a terrible personality.
Yeah.
So they eat so much candy that they get sick, and they're too sick to play the next day. Bazemore and Dwight will also have to miss the game. They ate too much candy.
Sure.
But they don't matter at all compared to the stars of the Warriors team.
Yeah.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
What's your favorite candy?
Wow.
You can only one, though.
Only one.
I remember one of my favorite tweets you had was candy corn was your favorite plastic-based candy.
Yeah, yeah. Out of all the candies that are made out of plastic,
melted old plastic.
I think candy corn is my favorite. I've always been drawn to Crunch bars because it's just chocolate, crunchy chocolate.
Classic.
Yeah.
Puffed rice.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll grab one before I work out. If I wake up and if I wake up and haven't had anything to eat. Because it's light and it's nothing crazy. And
yeah, I guess it's like Rice Krispies, bowl cereal.
Chocolate Rice, yeah, extra chocolate Rice Krispies. Yeah, Crunch Bars have been the tried and true for years. I like Reese's Pieces. And there's this new, have you seen the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups that are bigger and they have Reese's Pieces inside of them?
I've heard about this. It sounds amazing.
We, the Baker brothers are big fans. We celebrate those. big fans. We were in New York a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
And they have the big Reese's, the Hershey store right there in Times Square.
Right.
We bought those the day they were released to the public in the Hershey store. It wasn't planned or anything.
Is it like a line, like the new iPhone?
Reese's? But I think we were the only ones that were really excited about them.
Just for you guys?
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We're getting into some good teams. We got the top 15 teams coming up next. This next team is home to the player who now has the biggest contract in the history of the NBA.
Oof.
Another fun fact about this player, he's never been an all-star.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've reached a new world order with this TV deal, Matt. You know, David Stern lives in a space station that orbits planet Earth. So when you look up at the sky and see that light steadily moving across it, Give a wave to Big Dave up there. Thank him for making the NBA so popular and these contracts so fun and easy to mock. Thanks, big guy. Know you're looking down on all of us. Find out the next team on our next episode of Brickhouse.